There was a full programme of NatWest T20 Blast matches tonight and plenty of drama wherever you happen to be watching. In the South Group, the first result of the evening came in from Richmond, where Glamorgan continued their outstanding form with a crushing 9-wicket win over Middlesex. Mark Wallace hit 69 not out, David Lloyd 49, and Colin Ingram finished things off with 3 sixes as they chased down a target of 145 with ease, and they're now top of the table. That's because there was drama as leaders Gloucestershire were beaten by just 3 runs by Kent. Benny Howell took 3 wickets and almost took his side to victory with 37, only for Gloucestershire to fall just short, closing on 145 for 8, chasing 149 to win. Aaron Finch hit 51 in 27 balls and Jay Dernbach took 3 for 32 as Surrey beat Somerset by 15 runs at the Oval, a result which all but ends Somerset's quarter-final chances. Essex beat bottom side Hampshire by 3 runs in a game that went down to the wire at the Aegeus Bowl, despite James Vince being the only player to hit a half-century. In the North Group, Joss Butler and Carl Brown hit brisk half-centuries as Lancashire chased down a target of 199 to beat Worcestershire inside 19 overs to claim what is a much-needed win for them. Leicestershire openers Mark Cosgrove and Mark Bettini both struck half-centuries as they thrashed Derbyshire by 9 wickets, chasing down a target of 159 in less than 19 overs. Northamptonshire could have secured a spot in the quarter-finals by beating Notts Outlaws tonight, but they never came close to doing so, bowled out for 122 as they went down by 6 wickets. It's as you were at the top, however, because the game between Yorkshire and Birmingham Bears went down to the final over, bowled by Tim Bresnan, before the former prevailed to win by just 2 runs.